Hi, and thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. May I please have the first and last name to locate the account?
Stephanie Hoffman.
Thank you, Ms. Hoffman. Can you verify your zip code for me?
47954.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Hoffman. Can you verify your address for me?
938 East Taylor Street, apartment 13, Ladoga, Indiana.
Okay, thank you for that information. And I have located the account here for the Melody watch as well as the Melody earpods that was ordered back on February the 3rd, where the postage price of $7.92 and $5.97 was paid. Do you remember receiving those products or placing the original order?
No, I don't want anything. I haven't ordered anything.
Okay, is it possible that someone in the home may have ordered the earpods as well as the watch and received them?
No, I haven't. I don't want anything. I don't need watches. I have my cell phone. That's all I need.
Okay. And I am showing that the watch as well as the Melody Pods were delivered to your home on February the 5th.
No, they weren't delivered here.
Okay. Does the Visa card ending in 4412 belong to you?
Nope.
Okay. Well, how can I help you?
Okay. Well, you guys took $64.97 out of my account, and I'm going to put back.
Okay. Is the Visa card ending in 4412? Can you verify that that is your card?
Okay. Yes, that is my card. First time you said 4421.
I'm sorry about that. I meant 4412. And the reason the $64.97 and $69.97 was deducted from your account is coming from the original order of the Melody Pods and the watch. The $7.92
okay,
and the $5.97.
I also called the 844, you know, the 4874. I also called them too.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those. Neither one. Or, you know, I will get my bank on this again because I have not ordered anything. They told me not to order anything, and I don't order anything.
Okay.
Just because you might look at an advertisement doesn't mean I'm ordering it.
No, ma'am, and the only reason why I'm asking you these questions, Ms. Hoffman, is because it does sound like this can be these are fraudulent charges on the account. I just have to verify all of the information that I do have in front of me to go ahead and further assist you. Now, as far as regarding
okay.
the charges,
you guys are not the only one. It's going on the Amazon card too. Somebody's
mm-hmm.
got me hacked.
Now, as far as regarding the $69.97 charge and the $64.97 charge, have you gone forth with disputing the charges with your bank at this time?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, we can definitely go ahead, Ms. Hoffman, and file these charges as fraudulent, but I do want to make you aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in penalties, such as a fine. So as long as we are in agreement that you or no one in your household placed the original order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim. What I'll have to do is I have to go ahead and fill out a police report with your local police department and also get with the postmaster inspector to see who received the products, which I'm showing was delivered to your home. So all I need is your consent to go ahead and proceed forward. We'll go ahead and get everything sorted for you.
Yep, go right ahead.
Okay. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold really quickly to go ahead and get that done for you?
Sure.
Thank you. And what I'm doing right now, Ms. Hoffman, is getting the information applied to the police report. Verify your email address for me.
S.K. Hoffman at 59. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. S.K. Hoffman 59 at. Now I'm playing your set.
All right. Thank you for that.
At Outlook.com.
Okay, and I am all done with the police report. Now I'll go ahead and fill out the information for the Postal Service, and then we'll go ahead and proceed with trying to get the refunds issued back to your card for you, okay? Do you mind if I place you back on hold?
Sure.
Thank you.
Like I said, I'm in the world.
All right, Ms. Thompson, I do appreciate your patience. I was able to go ahead and get 4 refunds issued back to your Visa. Those refunds are $64.97, $69.97, $5.97, and $7.92. Those 4 refunds may take about 3 to 5 business days before they do return back to the car that was billed, okay?
All right, easy.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, if anything comes in with this phone number, address, anything, I'm not ordering it, okay?
Okay.
The bank already knows that, so.
Well, we got you all taken care of. All of your money was refunded as far as what was charged on this account.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.
Bye.